Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Much has been made about a potential link between cell phones and an increased risk of brain cancer. But is there really any evidence to substantiate that concern? The risk of talking while driving is a clear one, but are there pressing health reasons to persuade people to limit their cell phone use? Welcome to the Health Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Keeney, and our guest today is Dr. Otis Webb Brawley. He is the Chief Medical Officer for the American Cancer Society and a world-renowned oncology expert. I decided that Dr. Brawley would be an excellent, unbiased source for this information. After all, he's the medical director of an organization whose stated mission is, and I'm quoting from their website, to eliminate cancer as a major health problem by preventing cancer, saving lives, diminishing suffering from cancer through research, education, advocacy, and service. If you can't trust the American Cancer Society, then there is no one you can trust on this issue. I thought we'd go straight to the source. Before we get to Dr. Brawley, I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, AudibleKids.com. You know, I love Audible. I have an account myself and have for years because I like to listen to podcasts and to listen to books on audio. Spend a lot of time in the car or at soccer games or at tennis tournaments. And, you know, there's plenty of downtime there where I can actually listen and get an education. Well, this is now available for your kids. Audible Kids is focused towards children. There's valuable learning type books available. There are things that bring the family together, children's stories that you could listen to in the car. We do that while we're driving sometimes from place to place. You know, I found in my younger kids, it helps develop an interest in reading because when they can hear it audibly, they realize there's some really fascinating stories out there, and this motivates them to read on their own. If you go to the podcast website at www.jim.md, on the right-hand column, you'll see a banner for Audible Kids. Click on that. That will allow you to download a title for free. Give it a try, see what you think, and let me know if you like this, because I try and bring things to my listeners that are of value to them, not just sponsors to help support the show. So now let's get back to the show regarding cell phones and brain cancer. Is there really any link? Today we speak to Dr. Brawley, Chief Medical Officer for the American Cancer Society. Welcome, Dr. Brawley.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time out. What I'm wondering is, how did the ball get rolling on this public health concern for cell phones?
Well, cell phones do emit radio frequency waves, and those radio frequency waves do go into the head when someone has the cell phone up to their head. The question is, does that cause harm, and how much harm does it cause? Does it cause harm to children? Does it cause harm to adults? And it is an interesting question. It's been looked at a few times, and the majority of the evidence is we don't have evidence that it causes harm right now.
So the proposed mechanism, that's the part I guess I don't understand, because cell phones emit non-ionizing radiation. And yes, maybe a weak signal can heat tissues, but where is the concern here?
The people who are voicing the greatest concern can't do traditionally what we as doctors think, and that is talk about how what they think causes the cancer causes a change in DNA or a change in cell functioning that would lead to uncontrolled cell growth or cancer. We just haven't heard that. And in the lab, we actually don't see it. So we actually need to do epidemiologic studies in order to show that cell phones are actually safe.
And have there been any other epidemiologic studies in related areas, say different devices or workplaces where radio frequency energy is attributed to cancer?
There have been, and most of those studies overwhelmingly don't show that radio frequency waves cause cancer. There are actually 19 case control studies looking at cell phones themselves. Those studies, unfortunately, are limited by the fact that we've only had cell phones for 20 to 30 years at most. So we don't have really long-term data.
So even if we're looking at the studies that you may discount because they're of poor quality or they don't really show what they intended to show, Are there any studies out there that show some relationship or correlation between cell phone use and brain cancers?
There are 19 studies that have been performed to date. The oldest are actually in Sweden, which was one of the first countries to get cell phones back in the early 1980s. Four of the 19 studies have a suggestion that there might be a problem in terms of some tumors. Acoustic neuromas is the tumor that we see the most. Other things like glioblastomas, even those studies don't really tend to show a risk. And again, they can't be confirmative. There's a suggestion. So of 19 studies, 15 failed to show a signal. Four suggest that there might be a signal of danger.
And of those four that showed a signal, how would you rank those as far as quality of a study, quality of the data that we get from that?
Yeah, that's really important. I actually think that those four are actually the weakest. And keep in mind, those four suggest, they don't have statistical significance, but they suggest that there might be a problem. Some of the studies ask people who had tumors, what side did you use your cell phone on? And there's a tendency to want to say, I used it on the side that one got the tumor on, for example. Some of these problems with the studies are actually very simple to those of us who design epidemiologic studies. And as I said, none of these studies can be conclusive.
Have there been any studies on non-cell phone wireless phones? Because I would think that there's a similar risk there, although my intuition tells me that cell phones must be more powerful because they go greater distances.
Your intuition is exactly correct. There have not been, to my knowledge, any studies of wireless phones that are used in the home. I don't know any. I do know for a fact that they use less energy than cell phones do.
What I'm trying to figure out is, how did this get so much media attention paid to it?
One of the problems, and we see this a lot in oncology especially, but in health in general, is when a theory is put forth that a new technology causes harm, many people begin latching on to that and talking about it. It's happened with cell phones. At the American Cancer Society, we've had to deal with the issue of, do cosmetics cause cancer? The environmental causes of cancer are a huge issue with people. It plays at their emotions. So this is not a surprise to me that there's so much interest in cell phones with really minimal scientific evidence that they actually cause harm.
Yeah, there does seem to be almost like a xenophobia for new technologies, if there's such a word for that type of thing.
Yeah, actually, you're exactly on point. We see people very concerned about new technologies. We also see a phenomenon of, if one person gets sick in a neighborhood and a second person gets the same disease, people start thinking that there's some type of cancer cluster and something in the environment causing the cancer. You know, when most of those things are investigated, there is no cancer cluster. Or no environmental cause of the cancer, but it's something within human nature.
Dr. Brawley, many cancer experts have weighed in on this debate, and some say that they won't use actual cell phones or a wireless earpiece. Instead, they use a wired connection to their ear. That's what got me interested on this topic, because I was watching Larry King Live, and they had these world-renowned experts who are saying there's no risk, but at the same time, they refuse to use one. I'm curious, what do you use and why do you make that choice?
I do use a wired earpiece sometime, and I use my cell phone up to my ear at other times. It's probably about 50-50. You know, if you look in the box of every cell phone, there is a statement, which is probably written by a lawyer instead of a scientist, recommending that people use earpieces and limit their use of the cell phone up to their head. And I think that's a reasonable thing to do. I don't object to that. I do get concerned when people start alarming people and start scaring people about the use of cell phones. You know, when the recent publicity about cell phones came out, we started getting folks calling our 800 number at the American Cancer Society concerned that their kids were destined to develop brain tumors because they used the phone once a week for 5 minutes to call their grandparents. I mean, you got a lot of people who were just very frightened that they were predestined now to get brain tumors because because they've used cell phones. That's the kind of thing, the kind of fear that we really need to try to avoid with this messaging.
You see a lot of the younger crowd more and more using cell phones these days. Thank goodness, actually, they do more texting, it seems like, than actual talking on the phone. But when you look at younger children, is there a chance that they could be at greater risk for health effects, especially because they have potential for longer exposure throughout their lives?
Now, my 19 epi studies all looked at adults. We have no studies that looked at children. And children do have a developing brain. So if we are going to be cautious and really recommend people use wired headpieces, I think it ought to be in kids. But again, we're on very shaky ground. There is no evidence out there. There's just some theory that's based on very limited scientific fact.
Again, looking at that mechanism, if it does actually cause any heating of brain tissue, children, when they play sports, will heat their brains up to 105 degrees at some points. And we don't see increased brain cancers that we're aware of there. So I'm not really sold on this mechanism yet.
I agree with you wholeheartedly that I am not sold on the mechanism at all. Indeed, one can actually heat one's head a lot more by walking out in the sun when it's 75 or 80 degrees out than by using a cell phone.
Have you seen on YouTube, they have a couple videos where a bunch of people put together their cell phones and call in on them, and all of a sudden they put the popcorn that's between the cell phones starts popping.
Yeah, that's it's entertaining, but it's fictional.
Right, it's an entertaining little camera trick, but it's funny.
And, you know, we keep running into the issue of what do you tell people when there is a theory out there, a theory is really held by a minority of scientists and a minority of involved individuals. What do you tell people? You know, the majority of people who are expert in this field do not believe that cell phones cause these brain tumors. But do we have an obligation to inform people that there's a minority opinion out there? I think so. But how do you inform people that there's this minority opinion and not really cause a great deal of fear?
I would imagine as the American Cancer Society, this is something you've dealt with before.
Yes, it is. It is.
What have you found to be the most effective method to get that message out there at this point?
What we try to do is be scientific, explain to people what is known, what is not known, and what is believed, as well as who believes it. And if you can get people to understand those three facts, what is known, what's not known, and what's believed, it goes a long way toward calming folks down. We actually also need to be really practical. You know, you started out with an important point, and that is we know that cell phones do cause harm. We know that cell phones are associated with and cause people to be killed, and we know that more people die in auto accidents caused by cell phones than die from brain tumors caused by cell phones.
And that's an important message, I think, for doctors to discuss with patients. It would be, you know, if you're driving in a car, there's really no reason to put yourself at risk, especially with some studies out there that show it's equal or worse than driving drunk.
Yes, absolutely.
So at this point, I think it's safe to say there is no significant risk known at this time for the use of cell phones causing brain tumors or other tumors. The majority of scientists in this area don't believe that cell phones are even a legitimate mechanism that would cause cancer. This is not ionizing radiation like you get from x-rays. This is a microwave of very low intensity that does have some microscopic potential to heat up tissue nearby to such a tiny degree that literally the sunshine would cause more radiation and more heating of your skin than a cell phone would. Dr. Brawley, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I'll have to start listening to you.
Absolutely. I'd appreciate that. And for our listeners as well, you can listen by signing on to the website at www.jim.md, or you can subscribe to the Health Buzz podcast via iTunes or by clicking on the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner. At the website, you'll also find our rapidly growing library of these episodes that may be on other topics you'd be interested in. Until next time, take care.